Thank you for your time today. My name is Paul Hitchcox, and my wife and I are full-time residents of Monhegan. We are the rare family that actually moved out to Monhegan, and I want to make it clear that the price of electricity was never a deterrent. And speaking to the prior testimony, I just want to mention, you've heard many times about the project being about money. The 30-1 vote to pursue benefits was just that, to pursue benefits, and it was not in support of the turbines. LD-1262 is the essence of democracy. Monhegan never had the chance to oppose the turbines. The Monhegan Energy Task Force had no authority to oppose the turbines. Nothing is being subverted by allowing Monhegan to finally speak out about the turbines. But I come here to you today to speak on behalf of the birds. Simply put, we are placing two enormous killing machines directly in the path of migrating birds. The state of Maine could not have found a worse place if they had intentionally tried to in the first place. Maine Audubon and National Audubon noted in a letter to the Department of Energy that while they support offshore wind, they note current research in avian migration is demonstrating that the Gulf of Maine is a critical pathway in the passerine migration, with much higher numbers of migrants passing through in spring and fall than biologists had previously known. Many of these birds, such as Bicknell's thrush, are of concern and face challenges at both wintering and breeding grounds. Even if passing migrants avoid collisions with turbines, as has been observed at some wind sites in Europe, indirect impacts through avoidance behaviors and habitat alterations may cause cumulative damage to sensitive species. The American Bird Conservancy, known as ABC, in a letter to the Department of Energy, said that they were particularly worried about whether the turbines will harm federally protected piping plover, rosea tern, Bicknell's thrush, and the endangered peregrine falcon. In the case of wind energy, careful wind generation sighting is crucial in preventing the unintended impacts to native birds and bat species. And ABC is concerned that the proposed site of this project proposes an unacceptably high risk to protected and shared Canadian and U.S. wildlife. ABC also noted the actual impact of our nation's birds will be difficult, if not impossible, to assess over open water where, quite frankly, carcasses will be lost.
10 seconds, Mr. Hitchcock.
In summary, from the ABC, in order to reduce or provide avian to avoid potential avian losses from wind energy development, every effort should be made to keep turbines away from major migratory routes, important foraging areas, or breeding sites. Addressing climate change is important, but not at the expense of ecologically and economically important birds. The wind turbines off Monhegan will kill birds by the thousand, impact migratory routes, and should be moved. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no questions, we appreciate your testimony. Is Michael Ann Rosenzweig in the room wishing to testify?